Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests associated with Neocon. I've got Byron Morton, VP of Leasing, and I've got Julie Cole, VP of Sales, with the Merchandise Mart. You guys put on the Neocon show every year. How is everybody doing this Friday?
Really good, Kemp.
Doing good, Kemp. Thanks.
Okay, so this is going to be a big show. According to your website, 10 days and 44 minutes away. So you're counting down to the 50th edition of Neocon. I guess for maybe somebody that's just awoken from under a rock, let's tell the listening audience what Neocon is.
Kemp, Neocon is really the product launch platform for the commercial interiors industry. Been held at the Mart since 1969 and is the largest and longest running trade show for the contract industry. Attendees can expect to see everything for the commercial built environment, including furniture, fixtures, building products, wall covering, textiles, and, of course, flooring, which is why we're here, right?
That's right. So 1969 wasn't just the Woodstock year. It was the beginning of Neocon.
Well, we'd like to think we overshadowed Woodstock, but it's really interesting how the show started. It actually started with a fire. The first international contract exposition in Congress was planned for 1967 at Chicago's McCormick Place.
Uh-huh.
And fire destroyed the venue right before it. So, you know, the Mart was already home to the best furnishing manufacturers in the world, and we took on the task of creating the industry event that would become Neocon. And the first actual Neocon was held in 1969 and hosted over 750 exhibitors and really was unlike anything the industry had ever seen. A true international design hub that brings together more than 50,000 professionals for networking and dynamic and diverse learning experiences and, of course, the product.
All right. So there were over 700 exhibitors the first year. And what a boon for the Kennedy family because it never moved back. I mean, it stayed there the whole time, right?
Yeah, we've produced Neocon since its beginning. Yeah. And, you know, this is our 50th edition, and we're looking to have a lot of fun with it.
All right. So what are we anticipating this year as far as size of crowd, number of exhibitors? Tell us a little bit about that.
Kemp, our show has grown over the last 5 years in numbers, and so we're anticipating over 50,000 attendees to come out to the show.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because it offers the opportunity for those who have been coming to Neocon for years and years to look back on the past and share stories and, you know, reconnect with their peers in ways that, you know, are meaningful, talking about memories and then moving ahead to what's to come in the future. So it gives us an opportunity to look back and see how our industry has evolved over time.
You know, as Julie mentioned, we're really taking this opportunity to look back at our heritage. We're acknowledging that in a number of ways. One of the most fun is a great retrospective that we've done in partnership with Metropolis Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that on our website, neocon.com. Another fun thing we're doing is asking attendees to list the first Neocon they attended when they register, and then we'll print that year on their badge, and we think that'll be a really fun conversation piece. You know, more importantly, we're looking to the future. This show has always been about the future. Our theme for this year's show is 50 years of tomorrow's design, and our program really reflects the industry's forward-looking perspective.
What's new this year also is that Neocon is launching a dynamic new podcast called Neo Conversations, and it will explore the changing workplace and the state of office design and tap into the expertise of our thought leaders, designers, and architects who are attending the show and who make up this industry. And the other thing, in the past, our showrooms and exhibitors have been the ones to throw the parties and have the big events. But this year, we are throwing our own party, and it's on Tuesday, June 12th, on the South Drive of the Mart. And the theme for the night is The Future Is. So you can fill in the blanks with that. The future is bright. The future is a time to party. The future is promising. The future will bring tons of change. This is going to be presented by Mohawk Group, and it'll be sponsored by some cool companies like Vitra, Meyer Fabrics, and Buzzy Space. So we're expecting about 3,000 for this event. It's going to be huge, and it's going to mark this Neocon 50 as something special and something we've never done before.
So this is an outdoor party, and the South Drive is right along the river, right?
Right along the riverside. Weather permitting, it will stay outside, although we've worked out plan Bs, because you never know. You never know about the weather in Chicago. And then a lot, you know, along with that, and we should mention, there's so many events that make Neocon so great and with so many opportunities to network and connect with your peers and establish new relationships. There's other events. DIFA Chicago's 2018 Gala is on Saturday, June 9th. IIDA of course, has the Cool Awards Gala, and then we have the Best of NeoCon Awards Winners Breakfast, and then an IIDA party at their headquarters. Those are just a few of the notable events, so there's lots to do at NeoCon this year.
Okay, many of those things you talked about, you need a ticket, but I mean, just the general show coming, we're coming to this major trade show, it's interior finishes. I know you've got some keynote speakers. You've got Art Gensler and Cheryl Durst as the kickoff on Monday morning. There's a lot going on all at the same time.
The programming this year is just stellar. We have a great keynote with Art Gensler and Cheryl Durst Monday morning, and that's followed in the afternoon by a panel led by Cindy Allen, the editor-in-chief of Interior Design Magazine, about women in design and the challenges and successes that some of the leading female designers in the industry have had over their careers. Tuesday morning is going to kick off with Nick Thompson, who's the editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine. He's going to talk about our wired future and how technology is going to affect all of our lives, and that's clearly a very relevant subject. Wednesday features Carol Ross Barney, who is the architect behind Chicago's Riverwalk, which has really done a tremendous job in transforming downtown Chicago. The programming is fantastic. In addition to our NeoCon 50 party on Tuesday night, there will be the ever-popular showroom parties on the 3rd, 10th, and 11th floor, Monday between 4 and 6. And then on the 7th floor, we'll have a 7th floor party Tuesday afternoon about the same time. So the show's all about the product. NeoCon is the launch platform for the industry. All the manufacturers and showrooms and on the 7th floor exhibit hall really bring their A-game. That's always been the highlight of the show and will be again this year, I think.
Most people know, like you say, permanent showrooms on 3, 10, and 11, temporary showrooms on 7. Show opens at what time on Monday?
9 a.m. So. Elevators start at 8:30 a.m. So you need a badge, though.
That's right.
You have to be registered with a badge.
Julie, real quick, I know 7 again is the temporary showroom spaces. What's new there this year?
So the 7th floor adds to all the great permanent showrooms that we have in the building year-round. So we have about 10,000 square feet of flooring companies on the 7th floor, and there's some really notable new companies exhibiting this year, a few from Europe, which have some great new products. These companies are bringing high design to the table to give our attendees more possibilities when they're seeking out products for their jobs.
All right, so over 10,000 square feet on 7.
Yep.
Okay, well, look forward to seeing you. Some of these events I know start on Saturday. So again, NeoCon runs June 11th through the 13th in Chicago, and we'll see everybody there. Again, been talking to Byron Morton, VP of Leasing, and Julie Cole, VP of Sales for NeoCon, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.